Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Mark, chapter 7, verses 1 through 8. The Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Holy Gospel of St. Mark, the 7th chapter. Now when the Pharisees gathered to him with some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem, they saw that some of his disciples ate with hands that were defiled, that is, unwashed. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands properly, holding to the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And there are many other traditions that they observe, such as the washing of cups and pots and copper vessels and dining couches. And the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" And he said to them, "Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. You leave the commandment of God and hold to the tradition of men.'" O Lord, have mercy upon us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. It's easier to wash bowls and cups and hands than it is the heart, isn't it? Maybe that's why the elders mandated it. Perhaps it started in a well-intentioned way to teach children and others about their need for cleansing, but the result was not actual, real cleanness. Trust was put into the act rather than in the one who makes clean. While on the inside they sullied God's name with all kinds of wickedness and all kinds of pride. This is what happens when we add to God's word. It weakens what he's given, not in the sense that it's actually weaker, but because it gives a false sense of security and it teaches complacency concerning that which is real. In this way, the devil is in the details. To be more precise, the more that we add, the easier it is for the devil to obscure. Take, for example, one of the first commands given to Adam and Eve. "You may eat of every tree in the garden, except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For in the day that you eat of it, you will surely die." So if that's good, well, then not touching it would be even better. Right? In fact, let's not even look at it. And yet, that's all the devil needs to sow doubt in the real deal. Did God really say, "Oh, you know what? It is rather pleasing to the eye"? In this way, the devil still tempts us, and he leads us astray today. "Preach the word," he says, "and be winsome," we say. "Worship the Lord your God in spirit and in truth," he says. "Bow your heads longer, lift up your hands higher in praise," we say. In the end, the problem is not always the thing. The problem is that we put our trust in those things, that we're loving and we are fearing those things as if we can prove our faith or we can prove our love by doing those certain things. We should not think that we are full of faith simply because we can check off the boxes from a list. The Pharisees thought that they could show themselves as clean simply by performing a handful of tasks. Wash the pots, wash the cups, the couches, and the hands. Ask any mother, right? These are not bad things. And yet the Lord calls them vanity here. Not because cleanliness is bad, but because they were teaching the people to trust in those things. Repent. Rend not your garments, but your hearts. The Lord does not need your checklists. He does not need your laws. He does not need you to prove anything. Trust not in your own understanding. That which is pleasing in his sight is a broken spirit, A contrite heart he does not despise. Thus to the blind he gives sight, to the deaf he gives hearing, and speech he gives to the mute. And to the dirty he washes them. To the unrighteous who hunger and thirst for righteousness, he gives food and drink that they would be satisfied. These are good gifts which our gracious Lord gives to his people, his good gifts that he gives to you, without any merit, without any worthiness of your own. Now it is true that when he pours these things into you, things like forgiveness, life, and salvation, that it's true that the cup does overflow. But not as an appeal to God. The cup overflows in piety and in love and in service to the neighbor in ways that are neither measured or counted. And thus we teach ourselves and we teach our children that for all of this, it is our duty to thank and praise, serve, and obey him. This is most certainly true. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.